Come Sunday morning service at the Church of Christ, well, there ain't an empty seat to be found, and this is my town. Yeah. Tractor, you can't miss it, it's sitting right there in our yard. The county came and took that water tower, and that's Jenny with a baby in the car. Oh, we're off to Sunday service at the Church of Christ, and if we want to see, we better leave right now, and maybe later. Me and O.T. Row will show you around our town.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're real country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden doing an interview with WURD Radio in Philadelphia. First question he was asked, of course, concerned last week's debate performance.
I had a bad debate. But 90 minutes on stage does not erase what I've done for 3.5 years. Mm-hmm. I led our economy back from the brink. It's still improving. Lower prescription drug costs.
20 Democratic governors met with Biden either in person or virtually at the White House on Wednesday. The president told them he is committed to running again, and they said they would support him. Tomorrow, President Biden will be interviewed by ABC's George Stephanopoulos. On this 4th of July, there is a boil water order out for all the nation's capital because of a problem with a water treatment plant in Virginia. Hurricane warnings for the Cayman Islands and Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula this morning following Hurricane Beryl's swipe of southern Jamaica. Britain is voting today. The polls are open. Conservatives have been in power for 14 years. They're far behind Labor. This is ABC News. Convicted in California, a man who killed a former high school classmate. ABC's Alex Stone with the story.
26-year-old Samuel Woodward convicted of first-degree murder with a hate crime enhancement for killing Blaze Bernstein. Bernstein was a gay Jewish college student who was back home in Southern California when he went missing. A week later, his body was found in a shallow grave in an Orange County park. The jury convicting Woodward.
Guilty.
At the trial, Woodward admitted to the murder. Prosecutors said he had joined a violent anti-gay, anti-Semitic group and had been targeting gay men. Alex Stone, ABC News.
New concerns about some popular weight loss drugs. A new study is linking Ozempic and Wegovy to a rare form of blindness. Patients taking them were found to be at a higher risk for a condition that causes a loss of blood to the optic nerve. And a historic hire in hockey, the Seattle Kraken naming Jessica Campbell as an assistant coach, now the first woman to serve as a coach in the NHL. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Life hack number 7. Get an iPhone 12 on Straight Talk.
Life hack.
Here's how it works. You walk into Walmart, go to the electronics section, ask for iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system, and select the new Silver Unlimited plan. They'll smile because it's a good plan. You get real unlimited data all for just $20 a month for the whole first year. Get it at Walmart or StraightTalk.com. Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Taxes and fees apply. Requires activation of iPhone 12 and a new Silver Unlimited plan or higher end auto pay enrollment. $25 a month service credit applied for up to 12 months if eligibility requirements are met. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com.
Hi,
welcome to Staples.
Hi, my son's teacher emailed his back-to-school list. He needs crayons and a comp book for every subject.
Okay, no problem. With Staples Hot Deals, you'll find super low prices on hundreds of items for back-to-school.
Oh, now they're saying he needs folders and glue.
You got it.
And markers?
Of course.
Oh, geez.
Can we get a cart? Please?
Save big on back to school with Staples Hot Deals. Right now, 24-pack Crayola crayons and comp books are only 50 cents each at Staples. Ends 8/24, in-store only, limit 30.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Ahlen. A low turnout special state Senate primary election in Milwaukee Tuesday had State Representative Dora Drake defeating fellow Democratic Representative Lakeisha Myers, with no Republican running for the seat vacated by Senator Lena Taylor. Only Drake's name will appear on the ballot next month. The Wisconsin Supreme Court will drop a pair of highly anticipated opinions Friday. One will concern placing absentee ballots in drop boxes. The other addresses a lawsuit brought by Democratic Governor Tony Evers challenging the Republican-controlled legislature's ability to block land conservation purchases. And the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources encourages sober boating this Independence Day weekend. The agency will have more conservation wardens and area law enforcement on the water. Alcohol use is a leading factor in recreational boating fatalities. So far in 2024, there have been four of them in Wisconsin. Ted Ahlen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Get ready to reach new heights when EAA Air Venture Oshkosh returns July 22nd through the 28th. Witness breathtaking aerobatic air shows each day. Explore family-friendly activities and discover thousands of aircraft. And don't miss the night air shows on Wednesday and Saturday night. Back this year are the Canadian Forces Snowbirds to take to the skies. Experience the thrill of flight and make memories that last a lifetime at EAA Air Venture Oshkosh. Thanks to Boeing, youth ages 18 and under are free. Get your tickets at eaa.org/tickets.
Don't miss the 2024 Northern Wisconsin State Fair, July 10th through the 14th. On Saturday, July 13th, is the host of Manitowoc Minute and Wisconsin's very own Charlie Barron.
We haven't quite figured out how to say that, big. It took me until I was 18 years old to figure out the phrase beggars can't be choosers wasn't about the guy putting my groceries away.
Purchase your tickets and learn more at NWSFA.com. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Instagram.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms are likely today, especially this afternoon. Our high right around 81 today. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms 60. Tomorrow, more scattered thunderstorms, high of 69. Could be some heavy rain with a half inch to an inch or more through tomorrow. Kick your summertime barbecue up a notch with Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. It's made from Grandpa's original recipe, and this stuff is wicked good. Grandpa'sBBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 65.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
What is the world coming to when lovers can't believe? They got love coming true, and then they up and leave. They say they will when they won't. They say I do, then they don't. That ain't the way it's gotta be with you and me. Imagine that, love lasts forever. Imagine that.
change the world. I couldn't if I tried. As long as I got you with me, girl, I'll be satisfied. Let's do what we can, mean what we say. I will just take it day by day, 'cause I wanna prove to everyone that it can be done. Imagine that.
redneck girls like me.
Hell yeah!
Hell yeah!
Hell yeah!
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
I said hell yeah!
We're casting out your favorite country songs all day long on Real Country 1430.
Left out of Tucson with no destination in mind. I was running from trouble and the jail term the judge had in mind. And the border meant freedom, a new life, romance. That's why I thought I should go and start my life over on the seashores of old Mexico. My first night in Juarez, I lost all the money I had. One bad señorita made use of one innocent lad. But I must keep on running, it's too late to turn back. I'm wanted in Tucson, I'm told. Yeah, and things will blow over on the seashores of old Mexico. Two Mexican farmers en route to a town I can't say led me right on the back of a flatbed half loaded with hay. Down through Durango, Lima, Palmyra, then in the Manzanillo, where I slept in the sunshine on the seashores of old Mexico. After one long siesta, I came wide awake in the night. I was startled by someone who shadowed the pale moonlight. My newfound companion, one young señorita, who offered a broken hello to the gringo she found on the seashores of old Mexico. She spoke of Sonora and swore that she'd never return. For her Mexican husband, she really had no great concern. Cause she loved a gringo, my red hair and lingo, that's all I needed to know. Yeah, I found what I needed on the seashores of old Mexico. Yeah, she loved a gringo, my red hair and lingo, that's all I needed to know. I found what I needed on the seashores of old Mexico.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN, George Strait and Seashores of Old Mexico here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Independence Day, and a happy 4th of July. Temperatures upper 50s to low 60s across the region. Rain on the way. We'll have our ag weather forecast this hour. Also, Gary Crawford in this morning in our newsmaker segment talking a little bit about the cost of that 4th of July picnic if you're going to do that before the rain happens. And we'll have that with Gary here coming up this hour. With it being the 4th of July, of course, no mail, no banks open today, and all markets are closed for the day. On the way, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Don't miss Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, held August 13th through the 15th, hosted in Chippewa County at Close Farms and the Country Fest Grounds. This popular annual event showcases the latest advancements in farming technology. Farm Tech Days offers hands-on experiences, educational opportunities, and access to cutting-edge equipment and solutions in the farm industry. We hope you can join us for 3 days of exhibits, family fun, and food trucks August 13th through the 15th. Advance tickets can be purchased at wifarmtechdays.com.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
A step closer to modernizing dairy's federal milk marketing order. Joining us with the latest is Alan Berga, Executive VP of Communications and Industry Relations with the National Milk Producers Federation. And Alan, it's been a long process, but there was big news this week relating to this issue. Tell us about it.
So on Monday, the USDA put out its proposed federal milk marketing order modernization plan. This has been something that NMPF has been working toward for 3 years. You know, we really started the ball rolling on this in 2021, had more than 200 meetings, testified at a 49-day, that was a record-length federal order hearing. There were a lot of proposals from a lot of entities, and after responding to that testimony and USDA taking a look at the totality of everything that was expressed and what dairy farmers' needs are, they've come up with a plan. And we see a lot in this plan that could be heartening to the dairy farmers who have worked so hard on this. A lot of details here that we think will allow dairy farmers to better thrive and prosper and create a more solid federal milk marketing order system that better reflects contemporary reality. I mean, remember, this is something that hadn't had a major change since the year 2000, and a lot has developed since then. And we really feel that what USDA has proposed here is a really strong roadmap going forward. Now, next steps, July 11th, NMPF's Task Force on Federal Milk Marketing Order Modernization is going to take a look at this, and they're going to talk to one another. You know, everybody's doing analysis as we speak. We're going to come up with areas where we'd like to make some suggestions to USDA, better understand some of the things that USDA is doing. But again, so many positive things in this proposal.
So, Alan, what were some of the items that USDA advocated that National Milk was proposing?
Well, a really good example, frankly, is the Class 1 mover. You know, this is something that since the change that was made in the 2018 Farm Bill was put into effect, it's really created an imbalance in the Class 1 mover that has cost dairy farmers about $1.3 billion. Now, this was a contentious point in the hearing, and because processing interests said, no, we needed this changed mover because we have to deal with risk management and hedging, the old formula didn't work for us. We said, you know, the higher of is more responsive to market conditions, frankly, is a mover that responds for farmers in real time. We wanted to go back to the old system. In what USDA is proposing, you can see for the bulk majority of U.S. dairy farmer milk, you go back to the higher up. The high percentile of U.S. dairy farmers are going to have the higher up. Some of the areas where the processors were expressing concerns were in areas like extended shelf life milk. And in USDA has accommodated that with a mover formula that works a little bit better for hedging in that market. So when you see solutions like that, where USDA, frankly, is listening to everyone and in some cases coming up with stuff that nobody else had even thought of, you know, they were listening and they were paying attention and they were coming up with the proposals that work for dairy farmers. So that was a positive case. Another one is where you're talking about NMPF's proposal to remove barrel cheese from the protein price formula. That's one where USDA accepted NMPF's proposal. That didn't happen on all of these areas. Another example would be on make allowances. USDA has an adjustment where the numbers are a little bit higher than what NMPF was proposing. But again, that was an area where you saw everyone acknowledging a need for a change. You know, we took a look at our best analysis. USDA did its analysis that came up with a number that was a little bit higher. This industry is excited about some of these changes that are being made that we think will put things on a firmer footing and a fairer footing for producers and, frankly, the whole industry moving forward.
So it sounds like, Alan, just a couple of formalities in the Federal Register and a producer vote to get this done, huh?
We are looking forward to a producer vote, and we're looking forward to the 60-day comment period. Again, you know, that gets triggered when this is officially published. At that point, you know, our task force, they take a look at all the different calculations. You know, we still have areas when Class 1 differentials, you know, you're looking at prices in every county in the United States. That takes a little while to absorb. So we take a look at USDA's plan. We offer our response. But again, what USDA has proposed is very likely to be pretty similar to what producers will be voting upon next year. You could argue that this was really a key climactic point in this discussion, because now we kind of know what's out there. We know what to react to. But, you know, our reaction on a lot of this is pretty positive. Again, for our members, well done.
Thanks for the update, Alan. Alan Berger is Executive VP of Communications and Industry Relations with the National Milk Producers Federation. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.
DQ presents Picture This. Picture the DQ freezer, home to all the Blizzard flavors of the past. Picture it opening to bring back the Salted Caramel Truffle Blizzard for a limited time. Picture that Salted Caramel Truffle Blizzard in your hands. It's all yours. No, really, it's all yours. This treat is too good to share. Everyone will have to get one for themselves. Hurry in to get this flavor before the DQ freezer closes. DQ, happy tastes good.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
When boy meets girl.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange Wednesday, double-digit gains in the milk markets. August milk up 25 to 1986, September up 23 to 2030, October up 20 to 2025, November up 18 at 1994. Cheese markets, barrels up 2.25 to 190 and a quarter, 40-pound blocks steady at 190, 2-trade a barrel, 3-trade a block on the day, cash butter down 0.25 to 313 and a half, 3 trades on the day, grade A non Fed dry milk up 1 to 118, 2 trades on the day. Dry weigh steady at 49 and no trades on the day. Live and feeder cattle markets mostly higher on the day as the market continues to see added support with some of the fundamentals. Lower corn prices also helping to support live and feeder cattle markets. Hog markets higher in the nearby months, lower in deferreds. Packers did purchase 14,000 head on Tuesday and that helped the nearby market. August live cattle up 82 cents to 185.92. August feeder cattle up at 227 to 263.37. July hogs up 52 cents to 89.75. Chicago Board of Trade corn markets mostly lower on the day. Relatively quiet day on Wednesday. There was really not a lot of fresh news to support the market. Cooler and wetter conditions are expected to linger for much of the Corn Belt in the near term. Soybeans higher due to strength in soybean oil and soybean meal prices, even though near-term moisture should help with crop development. Wheat markets were relatively quiet. Harvest pressure and oversold conditions continue to pressure the market. The winter wheat harvest now moving north of I-80. July corn up 1.5 to 403.5. New crop down 1.75 to 419.5. July beans up 11.5 to 1176.5. New crop up 8.5 to 1121.5. July wheat in Chicago down 7 to 554.5. July wheat in Minneapolis up 2.5 to 630.5. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
You've paid top dollar for that new truck. Protect your investment with a new fabric sprayed-on bedliner from Osseo Plastics and Supply. A fabric bedliner protects your truck from rust and corrosion, and the permanent protective bond protects your truck from scratches. The anti-skid feature keeps your cargo from sliding around. The eye-catching bedliner looks factory installed, conforms to your accessories, and will increase your resale value of your truck. Find out how a fabric sprayed-on bedliner can work for you. Visit osseoplastics.com for more information.
Well, now, which would you rather have? World-class seed genetics and traits, or seed that's been tested and proven to yield in your area? Well, with Pioneer, you get both, plus the support of a dedicated local team. For the unbeatable combination of elite seed genetics, local knowledge and insights, and rigorous local testing, contact the team at Bowers Seeds and Service, your local authorized Pioneer sales representative serving the Durand area. At Pioneer, our name is our mission, and what's next happens here.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand, cash and August corn 354, new crop 365, cash beans 1108, new crop 1042. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn 380.5, August 375.5, September 370.5, new crop 374.5. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 383, August 380, new crop 374. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 355, new crop 364, cash beans 1105, new crop 1046. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 367, new crop 369, cash beans 1101, new crop 1036. Red Wing Grains, cash corn 388, August 380, new crop 374, cash beans 1141, August 1129, new crop 1062. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 355, new crop 364, cash beans 1112, new crop 1049. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 182 to 202, Holstein fed cattle 165 to 184, market cows 103 to 139. Bulls 137 to 165, calves 250 to 935, beef steers 174 to 375, Holstein steers 172 to 382. Sheep markets, market lambs 180 and down, light lambs 200 and down, ewes 100 and down, rams 105 and down, goat markets, does 110 and down, bucks 220 and down. At Zumbrota, feeder lambs 50 to 205, fed lambs 170 to 191, and ewes 75 to 100. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the Morning Farm Report from WRDN.
It's better over here.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has an exclusive rate plan just for you.
Right now, get two lines of talk, text, and data for just $30 a line. That's a 45% savings versus Verizon and AT&T. Plus, you can get one of the latest 5G phones free when you add a line. That's right, a free 5G phone. Experience all this and more on America's largest 5G network. So why wait? At T-Mobile, customers 55 and up can get two lines of talk, text, and data for only $30 a line. Just go to T-Mobile.com/choice55 or visit your local store to make the switch.
With AutoPay using debit or bank account plus taxes and fees, 45% off two lines versus AT&T Starter and Verizon Welcome. Plan benefits vary. Free phones up to $300 off with 24 monthly bill credits and qualifying new line for well-qualified customers plus tax and $35 device connection charge. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue remaining bill credits. Bill credits end if you pay off device early. See details at T-Mobile.com.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Slowly to my dresser drawers, put my blue jeans on, find my cowboy boots, my button down, strap my timepiece on my arm, grab my billfold, my pocket change, just mind the soul routine. Then it's out the door and down the street, it's not really me. I still comb my hair the same, still like the same cologne. And I still drive that pickup truck that the same old bank still on. Since you left, I'm not the guy they've known. The lights are on, but nobody's home. Cup of coffee in the morning, it's just food for the brain. I've been numb since our last goodbyes, haven't thing. But now there's pain in my head and pain in my chest. I think I'm losing my hair. I'm half a man with half a mind. I think you didn't care. I still comb my hair the same, still like the same color. Same old bank still on. Since you left, everybody says I'm not the guy they've known. The lights are on, but nobody's home.
Sunset sky. Checking my watch, doing the math in my head, counting backwards to when you said goodbye. Will those runway lights getting brighter? I'm just sitting out.
anything to make you stay. I wonder what you'd do if you looked out your window and saw me running down the runway just like I was crazy. But that fence is too high, so am I. So I'm just sitting out here watching airplanes take off and fly, trying to figure out which one you might be on and why you don't love me anymore. By now I know you're 30,000 feet above me, but a million miles away, a million miles away. And airplanes take off and fly. I'm just sitting out here watching airplanes take off and fly, trying to figure out which one you might be on and why.
For you 24/7. We're Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
It can happen any moment without reason or rhyme. It might be right around the corner. It'll come up from behind. A picture that I thought would fade, but I still clearly see. When the thought of you catches up with me, it can happen on a Sunday drive. Sky above a shade of blue, heading down some lonesome highway, then you come into view. Mile after mile goes by, but you're all I see. When the thought of you catches up with me, when the thought of you comes to mind, it'll carry me away to a better place in time. It can happen in the dead of night, or any day of the week. Sometimes you'll come find me when I'm in bed asleep. Catches up with me when the thought of you catches up with me, when the thought of you catches up with me.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Good Thursday morning. Happy 4th of July. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. A reminder, markets are closed today due to the 4th of July holiday. And if you're going to be having a 4th of July celebration, will you be paying more than last year for that 4th of July hamburger? Well, Gary Crawford has that answer.
4th of July, that's when Liberty Bells ring and outdoor grillers sing. Ooh, and not just one hamburger, baby. We saw one report that says on Independence Day alone, Americans are expected to eat 375 million hamburgers. So, how much on average will it cost to make one of those burgers? One analyst says...
just a slight increase from last year.
Just a slight increase. Megan Schweitzer tracks food prices for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and each year at this time, one of her jobs is to track the cost of your standard homemade cheeseburger and compare it to years past. So here are the ingredients. First, a quarter pound of ground beef, of course, and then...
a slice of cheddar cheese, slice of tomato, slice of lettuce, and bread for the bun.
That's the cast of characters, and compared to last year at this time.
Prices for our 4 ounces of ground beef rose by 5 cents. Prices for our 2 ounce slice of tomato rose by 1 cent. And then our 1 ounce of cheddar cheese declined by 2 cents. And prices of bread and lettuce stayed largely the same.
So let's make sense of that. Add it all up and compare it to last year.
All in total, the price of our burger rose by 4 cents.
To an expected...
$2.22 per burger.
Last year, it was $2.18. So it looks like we'll be paying 1.8% more for that cheeseburger this year, which is a small increase considering last year, the price was up over 5%.
And then looking back one more year, prices for these ingredients had risen about 11%.
Which was hamburger sticker shock for a lot of us. However, back to this year, Megan also tracks another ingredient that more and more of us like to add to our cheeseburgers.
Bacon! I smell bacon! Bacon!
That's right. And from last year to this year...
bacon rose by 7.6%. So that increase would have added 3 more cents to the cost of a burger.
Taking the cost up to... $2.65. It was $2.58 a year ago, so that's an increase of 2.7%. So on the 4th of July, Americans will likely spend over $994 million just on hamburgers. This is Gary Crawford reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Thanks, Gary. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Farming is one of the most demanding professions in the world, and not just physically. Financial challenges, weather, markets, isolation, you take on a lot. But what about taking care of you? The Wisconsin Farm Center, DATCP or DATCAP, is here to help. They have resources to help you with whatever the next step may be. It's free and confidential. Self-care isn't selfish. It's time to take care of you with the support of the Wisconsin Farm Center.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers at the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
Expect increasing clouds throughout the day today in our ag weather forecast. We'll also have showers and thunderstorms developing. There'll be heavy rain at times. And it looks like the unsettled weather will even continue into the rest of the 4th of July holiday weekend. Partly sunny early, a 70% chance of showers and storms developing. We'll have highs 76 to 81, relative humidities at 59 to 64%. Light winds becoming northeast at 5 to 7, anywhere from 3/10 to a half inch of precipitation possible. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms, heavy rain possible. Lows 60 to 65, anywhere from 3/4 to 1 inch of precipitation expected. For Friday, mostly cloudy, another chance of showers and storms, highs 65 to 70. Saturday, mostly sunny. sunny, a chance of a shower or storm, high 75 to 80. Sunday, partly sunny, showers and thunderstorms possible, high 75 to 80. Monday, partly sunny, another chance of showers and storms, high 75 to 80. Tuesday, sunshine, a chance of showers and storms, highs 75 to 80.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Those services begin with the decisions you make now, taking the pressure and stress away from those closest to you by pre-planning with the pre-planning specialists at Chent Fitzsmith. You can even prepay and take that financial burden away too. Go to chentfit-smith.com and get your questions answered about pre-planning or to schedule your personal appointment today. They do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi, Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
You want your garden to look nice, but it shouldn't be at the expense of your sanity. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Enjoy your garden for what it is, not what you wish it was, as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Successful Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. Or how much easier it is to move mountains of soil with the 1 Series tractor. We could even go into detail about how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get-in-the-seat or visit a dealer near you.
Best parts of my day is when I can survey my kingdom, my flower gardens. I walk around each one, taking in the blooms and smells. They're certainly far from perfect, but good enough for me. So many of you have thrown up your hands and walked away from your gardens because they don't meet your expectations. Get back out there, reconnect with your plants, and enjoy the time spent. Fran Soren is a gardener and author. She says if what's in the garden isn't thriving or you've grown the same things for years and would like to make some changes, do it.
The only thing that's holding us back is the fear of what? Of not getting it right? In the garden, you really have the ability to constantly change things and to experiment. You can be skillful, you can be an artist, you can be productive, but you can also have a heck of a lot of fun and really get a sense of well-being by being in the garden.
Don't consider your garden as work. See it as playtime. You get to pull weeds, not you have to pull weeds. If it still seems overwhelming, make a list of what needs to be done in the garden. Schedule it into your day, tackle it bit by bit, and enjoy connecting with each part of the process. Above all, Soren says to be kind to yourself and try to look beyond all the weeds.
Just enjoy the process and get off of the end result. I love beautiful gardens, don't get me wrong, but I think the balance, the tipping point where we put so much emphasis on making it so beautiful, we forget the purpose of gardening, and it really is to make us feel happy and connected to nature. It's that simple.
The goal is to turn to your garden for peace and joy rather than toil and task. Find more tips for gardening in peace at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
We're here for you 24/7. We're Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
redneck.
Around here, don't listen to the Beatles run. Old Bo Cephas threw a jukebox needle at the honky tonk where they boot stomp all night. What?
That's right.
Yeah, and walk to call work, a digging in the dirt. Gotta get it in the ground before the rain come down to get paid to get the girl in your four wheel drive. Yeah, the boys around here. Them red dirt roads out kicking up dust. The boys round here sending up a prayer to the man upstairs. Backwoods legit, don't take no lip. Chew tobacco, chew tobacco, chew tobacco spit. Aw, heck. Well, the boys round here, they're keeping it country. Ain't a damn one know how to do the Dougie.
You don't do the Dougie.
No, I'm not in Kentucky, but these girls round here, yep, they still love me. Yeah, the girls round here, they all deserve a whistle. Shaking that sugar sweet as Dixie Crystal. They like that yawling southern drawling. Just can't help it because they just keep falling for the boys. Chew tobacco spit.
Let's ride through the countryside. Let's ride down to the riverside.
Hey now girl, hop inside.
Let's ride.
Me and you gonna take a little ride to the river. Let's ride.
Let's ride.
Lay a blanket on the ground. Kissing in the crickets is the only sound. Have you ever got down with a
red?
Do you wanna get down with a
red?
Girl, you gotta get down with the boys round here, drinking that ice cold beer, talking about girls, talking about trucks, running them red dirt roads out, kicking up dust. The boys round here, sending up a prayer to the man upstairs. Don't take no lip. Chew tobacco, chew tobacco, chew tobacco. I'm one of them boys around here, drinking that ice cold beer, talking about girls, talking about trucks, running them red dirt roads out, kicking up dust. The boys around here sending up a prayer to the man upstairs. Backwoods legit, don't take no
getting out of this high-rise penthouse suite, where we pretend life's rosy and sweet. I'm going back to the folks that I used to know, where everyone is what they seem to be. And these high-class friends that you like to hang around, when they look my way, they're all